There were three small cafes around the square in Clanton, two for the whites, one for the blacks. Wiley suggested we get an early table and just listen. I do not eat breakfast, and I'm usually not awake during the hours in which it is served. I don't mind working until midnight, but I prefer to sleep until the sun is overhead and in full view. As I quickly realized, one of the advantages of owning a small weekly was that I could work late and sleep late. The stories could be written anytime, as long as the deadlines were met. Spot himself was known to drift in not long before noon, after, of course, dropping by the funeral home. I liked his hours. The second day I lived in my apartment above the Hokut garage, Gilma banged on my door at 9:30 in the morning, and banged and banged. I finally staggered through my small kitchen in my underwear and saw her squinting through the blinds. She announced that she was just about to call the police. The other Hokuts were down below, wandering around the garage, looking at my car, certain that a crime had been committed. She asked what I was doing. I said that I had been sleeping until I heard somebody banging on the damn door. She asked me why I was still asleep at 9:30 on a Wednesday morning. I rubbed my eyes and tried to think of an appropriate response. I was suddenly aware that I was almost nude and standing in the presence of a 77-year-old virgin. She kept looking at my thighs. They'd been up since 5, she explained. Nobody sleeps till 9:30 in Clanton. Was I drunk? They were just concerned, that's all. As I closed the door, I told her I was sober, still sleepy. Thanks for being concerned, but I would often be in bed past 9 a.m. I'd been to the tea shop a couple of times for late morning coffee and once for lunch. As the owner of the paper, I felt it necessary to circulate and be seen at a reasonable hour. I was keenly aware that I would be writing about Ford County, its people and places and happenings, for years to come. Wiley said the cafes would be crowded early.
Always after football games and car wrecks, he said.
What about murders, I asked.
It's been a long time, he said.
He was right. The place was packed when we walked in, just after 6 a.m. He offered some hello, shook some hands, exchanged a couple of insults. He was from Ford County and knew everyone. I nodded and smiled and caught the odd looks. It would take years. The people were friendly, but also wary of outsiders. We found two seats at the counter, and I asked for coffee, nothing else. The waitress did not approve of this. She warmed to Wiley, though, when he reconsidered and ordered scrambled eggs, country ham, biscuits, grits, and a side of hash browns, enough cholesterol to choke a mule. The talk was of the rape and murder and nothing else. If the weather could cause arguments, imagine what such a heinous crime could stir up. The Pagets had had the run of the county for 100 years. It was time to send them all to jail. Surround the island with the National Guard if necessary. Mackie Don had to go. He'd been in their pockets for too long. Let a bunch of crooks run free, and they think they're above the law. Now this. Not much was said about Rhoda, because little was known. Someone knew she'd been hanging around the lounges on the state line. Someone said she'd been sleeping with a local lawyer. Didn't know his name, just a rumor. The rumors roared around the tea shop. A couple of the loudmouths took turns holding court, and I was surprised at how reckless they were with their versions of the truth. Too bad I couldn't print all the wonderful gossip we heard.